Good, how you doing?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining me today. Life is busy for everybody, it seems.
In the middle of a snowmageddon.
Yeah. Now, so, do you deal well with the snow, or does that kind of get in your way?
I don't know. It's like, it is what it is. I'm indifferent to it at this point. I feel like when you grow up in it, you have no choice.
Yeah. So. Now, do you shovel, or is it snow blower for you? What's your tool of choice?
I'm a shoveler because I'm not a very good preparer, so I never think in advance to do it. I think if I did have a snow blower, I would never have gas.
Have you got kids?
Yeah, I do. I have two kids, but they're too young to shovel yet.
They have small shovels, you know, they sell those.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if it's anything like my dog, they'll just do the opposite of what I need them to do.
Likely, likely. So excited for Saturday night's show at Central Niagara. You guys are no strangers to Niagara. You love it down here.
Yeah, we do. We love it down there. It does seem like every time we come to visit, there's like a crazy weather thing. I think last time we were in the area, we did Jackson Triggs, and it was like a torrential downpour, canceled the show. But the show will go on this time.
Lucas Mason, Miles Ehrlich, Melissa Caddish. You're going to probably play the new one. You didn't hear it from me, I would assume.
I feel like, you know, we got to give the people what they want.
Now, this is a tune about running into your ex in a small town. That's kind of fitting for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like country music is kind of just, it's about the truth. You know, that's what always made me love it. And I feel like that's what makes most people love it. And like you said, even though it's Valentine's Day, you know, can't forget about the other side of these love songs, which is when the breakups happen. And yeah, the song's just all about, you know, what it's like to go through those breakups in a small town. I mean, anyone who's from a smaller town knows that you've got one bar you go to, and if you date someone in the town, there's a pretty good chance that when you break up, you're going to be bumping into them whenever you go out. And the bar is generally where that stuff happens, because there's only one spot to go to.
Do you consider yourself to be romantic?
I think so. I feel like if you're going to be like an artist and a songwriter, you have to kind of be, unless you're like into metal, you kind of have to be a bit of a romantic.
What's your go-to for Valentine's Day?
Well, honestly, we're going to be in the area. So like, I live in Nashville, and so my wife's in Nashville. And so I guess I'm not too romantic because I booked a rehearsal and forced the rest of our band and crew to be rehearsing on Valentine's Day. So going to be doing some sending flowers and chocolate through the mail, not in person this year.
That stuff goes a long way, man. Absolutely. Well done. You gotta get it done somehow, some way, right?
That's exactly it. I mean, you got to show the people you appreciate them. And like, I guess if you're the farmer type like me, you call it preventative maintenance, you know?
So you are a bit of a planner.
I guess in some ways, but, you know, that stuff I usually have a great plan and then forget to do it. So.
Well, it's all about the follow through in the end, right?
Yeah, exactly. Scheduling. Good scheduling.
You guys are connected far more beyond the stage. You guys have been friends for a long, long time. How's the dynamic these days here in 2025 moving forward?
It's good. I mean, once you've been in a band as long as we have, I mean, I feel like, you know, because all of us have played in a lot of different bands. If you can make it past like the 1 or 2 years, you're probably good forever. And I feel like the key is just brutal honesty. It's got to be more like brothers than friends, where you're just, if somebody's doing something you don't like, you just call them on it instantly. And we definitely have that energy in the band. Nobody gets away with too much.
Yeah. Now we're celebrating 10 years here at New Country 89.1 this month. And there's a lot of memories floating around. One came up the other day when the James Barker band got their trailer stuck in our bog here at 860 Forks Road West.
I think that was like the first radio interview we ever did. We were coming down to play Big Texas. We didn't have songs on the radio, didn't have a deal, didn't have management, anything. And we came down and you guys let us come in and say a bunch of stupid stuff on air. So we appreciate it.
Well, we've been saying stupid stuff for 10 years now. So why stop now, man?
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the plan for the show? I mean, people are really excited for this. Central Niagara is a tremendous venue. What can we expect from Saturday night, James?
We always like to bring a good time. You know, we like to have a high energy show. We like people to leave in a good mood, and I feel like that's kind of, you know, what our music is anyway. Even the sadder songs, even like You Didn't Hear It From Me, you know, it's still songs you can have a good time to, and that's mainly it. You know, forget about all the worries and stuff that's going on in the world, and just have a lot of fun.
You guys got so many songs to choose from. How do you pick and choose for the night?
It is hard. I mean, we deliberate a long time when we're trying to figure that out, and because it's the first show of 2025 for us, it's kind of a brand new set no one's ever seen before. We got a few new songs we're adding into it, and it's hard because, you know, we're getting to the point now where we're thankful to have enough hits and that kind of thing, where you have to start thinking about cutting songs from the set. But also, like, we like to keep everything kind of worked up, so if somebody in the crowd asks for something, we can pull it out, because you never know what people are going to want to hear.
Well, that's the kind of excitement we're looking for Saturday night. It is Central Niagara, Niagara on the Lake. James Barker Band will be here. James, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you there.